numbers. It's always the numbers and sometimes creative accounting. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 10th day of July. Thanks so much for clicking through. Healthcare and technology is in the news. There's a real battle going on, and the objective is TV and who carries what. President Trump is holding a social media meeting tomorrow. China, Walmart, and trade, all in the news. It's not been a good summer for American Airlines. The EpiPen shortage is also a big deal. Those stories and a conversation about taxes with CPA Bruce Schmiedlin. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can tweet us, you know. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, Bloomberg News is reporting that the National Rifle Association reported some good news to its supporters earlier this year. Revenue from membership dues jumped by 33% last year to $170 million. A 33% jump in dues revenue is, in a word, huge. But that annual report circulated to supporters may not be as rosy as those numbers suggest, as factors other than growing member rolls might have contributed to the revenue increase. For one thing, the NRA increased annual dues twice in 2 years. The group also booked much of the revenue from multi-year memberships in the first year, according to financial statements. Now, those kind of accounting tactics are permissible, but it leaves open the possibility that receipts could fall if multi-year membership numbers don't keep pace. The annual report covers the NRA and its affiliates, providing a snapshot of the group's health in 2018. But that was before a bunch of bad news about the association, its internal leadership struggle, and questions about spending. Microsoft announced it's working with U.S. hospital chain Providence St. Joseph Health in an effort to build a new high-tech hospital. This move is part of Microsoft's latest run at the healthcare business after previous efforts like its hospital IT software called Amalga, which failed to gain much traction. The idea is to create what Microsoft calls the hospital of the future, which would involve improving the electronic medical record so that it's easier for doctors, nurses, and other health providers to find and share information. The tech will also aid clinicians in the diagnosis and treatment of patients. The plan just announced is not specific in details, but an interesting side note. Presidential candidate Andrew Yang, in his book, The War on Normal People, alludes to how many healthcare jobs can be in jeopardy as we move further into automation. Not saying this is what this is, but it could be an interesting parallel. Staying with technology for a moment, Netflix is being chased by new challenges. CNBC reports that Netflix is becoming the incumbent provider, and the upstart challengers are companies that may have been around for nearly a century. Disney, AT&T's Warner Media, and Comcast's NBC Universal are all launching direct-to-consumer streaming services by the first quarter of next year, and they're all coming after Netflix. Currently, Netflix has the edge with a subscriber base of 155 million globally, but there's little doubt that some of these legacy media companies will now go after subscription streaming and will start to eat away at the dominance Netflix has enjoyed. Just yesterday, Warner Media announced it's pulling Friends off of Netflix when it debuts its service in 2020. The Warner Media streaming service will have the exclusive rights to the hit comedy. Meanwhile, Netflix realized it might lose The Office to NBC Universal streaming service, which will happen in 2021, and has been spending billions on new original content exclusive to the service to keep Netflix customers satisfied. Stay, as they say, tuned. Well, the Washington Post is reporting that President Trump is going to bring together Republican lawmakers, political strategists, and social media stars to the White House tomorrow to discuss the opportunities and challenges of the web. However, his upcoming summit, critics say, could end up empowering online provocateurs who have adopted controversial political tactics entering the 2020 election campaign. Among the expected attendees are James O'Keefe, the founder of Project Veritas, which has released secretly recorded videos of subjects, including a Google executive, in an attempt to paint them as politically biased. Another invitee, Ben Garrison, has published cartoons that have drawn sharp rebukes from the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center for including hateful text and imagery. The president's summit comes the same week that a federal judge ruled that Trump is prohibited by the First Amendment from blocking critics from his Twitter feed. Last month, Twitter said it would begin labeling tweets from Trump that violate its policies but are allowed to stay on the site because he is a national political figure. Last week, we had a story that indicated several manufacturing companies were making plans to exit China and relocate to other Southeast Asia locations to avoid political blowback from the Trump administration and the continued stress of the trade war. Spencer Fung is the CEO of Lai and Fung Limited. That's a company that designs, sources, and transports consumer goods from Asia to some of the world's biggest retailers, including Walmart and Nike. He says he's being pushed by American clients to shift production out of China and that China will see more factory shutdowns. Fung said in an interview with Bloomberg that companies are already making razor-thin margins, and because so much is sourced from China, an increase of 25% in price has many, many people worried. Though Fung didn't specify Walmart by name, the U.S. retailer is the company's second biggest customer after Kohl's, accounting for over 7.5% of revenue, that according to Bloomberg data. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that times have been tough this summer travel season for American Airlines. For example, a federal judge ordered lawyers for American Airlines and its mechanics union to meet in person over an alleged work slowdown. But American's top two attorneys didn't show. Why? Well, their flights were canceled. It's been that kind of a summer for many of American Airlines passengers. Cancellations have skyrocketed. According to flight data from Global Eagle, in June, American canceled about 4% of its schedule, or about 7,500 domestic and international flights. That June cancellation rate was 18 times higher than Delta's. When the world's largest airline becomes unreliable, travelers get punished. Canceled and delayed flights means missed connections and family stuck sometimes for several days until the airline has empty seats for rebooking. Vacations get clipped, sleep gets lost, meetings and events gets missed, and patience wears thin. Travelers often end up paying a hefty financial penalty as well. If the airline blames bad weather for the flight problems, as it often has, it won't pay for hotels and meals. And indeed, weather has been a major factor in addition to the contract feud with mechanics. In the Dallas area, for example, where American has its largest hub, that area was hit hard by severe storms and a few tornadoes on three consecutive Sundays in June. And it isn't just Dallas. Airlines say storms have been more severe this year and in many parts of the country. But beyond weather, the tiff with airline mechanics has heated up. Travelers say they've had flights delayed when captains announced that mechanics were coming on board after passengers were seated to read logbooks or taking hours to taxi an aircraft to a gate for departure. Problems have been escalating in recent days. In early June, an average of 31 flights were canceled each day on American. But by mid-June, American averaged almost 80 daily maintenance-related cancellations or prolonged delays. The hearing, where the lawyers didn't show up, is part of a suit American filed against the union. The Mechanics Union, it's a collaboration of the Transport Workers Union, which represented American mechanics, and the International Association of Machinists, which represented U.S. Airways mechanics before the two airlines merged, says it hasn't authorized or urged any slowdown and blames American's operational problems on American and calls the lawsuit frivolous. A shortage of Mylan's EpiPen, anti-allergy injectors, is forcing patients and pharmacists to go to great lengths to get their hands on the life-saving device. EpiPens, which can help stop a severe or life-threatening allergic reaction, have been hard to get since at least May of last year when the Food and Drug Administration said the device was in short supply. While other options are available, including an identical lower-priced version of the device from Mylan, consumers also have to struggle to secure alternatives thanks to an uneven distribution system, the reluctance of insurers to pay for similar treatments, and uneasiness with unfamiliar products. And that is not good news as schools gear up for the start of the next school year. Now Novartis Sandoz has stepped up rollout of a rival epinephrine injector. It's called Simjepi. Today, Sandoz said they're making adult and pediatric doses of Simjepi available immediately at pharmacies. Sandoz already launched the medication in hospitals and has a sales force detailing it to hospital providers. Coming up, a conversation with CPA Bruce Schmiedlin about tax preparation. What? This time of the year? Yes. Because he says many tax preparers are failing to plug in correct numbers, resulting in tax issues for many small businesses and individuals. Bruce Schmiedlin, CPA, coming up next.